That is episode 132 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from Steve Aspin and Andreas Luck's book, Investigating the Impossible. Biology offers new answers and insights. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the authors kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from Chapter 1, which is titled Mummified Bodies, Dolls, and Intentional Confusion. The Tridactyl Nazca Mummies, Real or Fake? Forensic Science Investigates. This is what Steve and Andreas have written. The team that arrived in Cuzco included archaeologists, anthropologists, journalists, historians, translators, and forensic experts familiar with 14C radiocarbon dating, plus a film crew from the Gaia organization. Around 20 mummified bodies were later uncovered. The number is not precise because several incomplete bodies were also found, including one headless mummy, more than one separated mummified head, several disconnected limbs and other body parts, plus inanimate artifacts including hand-sized, smooth stones carved with classic alien faces with large black almond-shaped eyes. Yamin had great difficulty contacting and gaining the trust of the alleged original finder, Mario, and suspicion was aroused by the initial refusal of Mario to reveal the exact location of the site where these artifacts had been discovered. However, Mario eventually, in 2018, escorted the international team, together with film crew, to a remote desert location in the mountains, a small, concealed cave filled with diatomaceous earth which, if this has been indeed the site where Mario discovered the mummified bodies, may have been the primary reason for their long preservation. Among the intact mummified specimens, some were the size and approximate morphology of modern adult humans. One was later given the name Maria by investigators. Others were given the names Earl, Fernando, Montserrat, Raphael, Paloma, Santiago, Sebastian, and Wawita, baby in local language, as this figure was a mummified baby. This class of mummified beings from the Nazca site is usually referred to as hybrids. Others were smaller, shorter, and very slightly built at 50 to 60 centimetres in height, of slender physique, and with radically different cranial morphology to the hybrid type. There were other physical and anatomical differences too. Those later investigated and tested extensively were identified by the names Victoria, a headless seated figure, Alberto, Artemis, Louisa, and Josephina, all lying flat like mummified ancient Egyptians from the Pharaonic epoch. A further three bodies of identical morphology were subsequently grouped together and named La Familia on account of their essentially similar anatomical structure and prone burial position. This group of eight mummified beings from the Nazca site are generally referred to as humanoid reptiles. Later, three mummified insectoid-type beings were recovered from the site, named Nukari and Suye 1 and 2. These alien-looking and very exotic beings were around 50 centimetres in height, with insect-like morphology and containing metal implants, as did the humanoid reptile beings. The insectoid types also showed evidence of vestigial wings growing from their backs. It appeared, however, that they had mammalian or reptilian-type endoskeletons, as did the other types, rather than exoskeletons as with much smaller terrestrial insects. Despite these major variations, all the excavated mummified bodies appeared to exhibit a tridactyl digital arrangement at their limb extremities. That is, each hand and foot had three digits, with usually four phalanges, with no indication of a thumb or big toe, and no fourth finger or toe. So it is likely that they may have been genetically related. The three giant severed tridactyl mummified hands also found at the site demonstrated, curiously, 6 separate phalanges on each digit, each ending in a fingernail. The story of how these extraordinary creatures, unique in the history of archaeology, might have been so well preserved by the diatomaceous earth in the Nazca region is told in part 2 of this chapter. Following excavation and extensive investigations by the international team and the nearby University of ICA, the mummified bodies spent 4 quiet years in a Peruvian museum and became the subject of further debate only when Thierry Yamin's persistence once again brought them to the attention of the international scientific community. The intrigue intensified when Yamin joined Peruvian journalist Joes Mantilla and Mexican journalist ufologist Jaime Musan, who had initiated and organized the 2016 visit to Cuzco and Nazca by the international team, in drawing further global public attention to the find. Results from carbon-14 testing indicated the specimens to be between 1,800 and 1,200 years old. Maria was dated in 2019 as being 1,771 years old, plus or minus 30 years. Additional evidence from X-ray and other scans has been compelling, though mainstream scientific consensus awaits further validation through extensive ongoing DNA analysis in laboratories worldwide. This chapter of the book attempts to disentangle some of the confusion and misinformation surrounding the discovery of these Nazca mummies by clearly differentiating the various elements of the story and explaining the processes of verified scientific testing deployed in their investigation. To summarise, the different types of entities reported by the international media, and particularly social media devoid of fact-checking, have been: Number 1. 3 giant mummified tridactyl hands, each digit displaying 6 phalanges. Humans and other primates have only 3, and ending with fingernails. 2 of these severed mummified hands had mysterious circular gold metal plates embedded in the palms, each engraved with geometric signs. No other parts of these beings were found, but if the hands were compared to a normal human primate scale, the creatures would have stood approximately 8 feet tall. Number 2. The Maria type, sometimes referred to as hybrids. 9 of this type of mummified being were recovered from the site. These are the well-preserved remains of bipedal hominids of the size and with the approximate morphology of modern human adults. They are mummified in the seated position with knees raised, as was common with the burial of human corpses in the Nazca period, 200 BC to AD 800. They do, however, display some distinctly non-human characteristics, such as long tridactyl digital limb extremities, each digit with 4 phalanges, cranial abnormalities where the skulls are elongated and the ear canals differ radically from those of Homo sapiens, and other anatomical anomalies, such as fingerprints not even remotely related to any historical human or hominid specimen. A mummified figure, similar in form and identified as a baby or very young infant, named Wawita, exhibited some surgical interventions carried out at the time of her death. Carbon dated at 1,770 years ago, plus or minus 30 years, Wawita was the only mummified being of those discovered at the Nazca site evidently treated thus. Number 3. 8 mummified humanoid reptiles, including Josephina, Alberto, Artemis and Louisa, and 3 other similar beings known as La Familia, together with Victoria, a headless seated figure also recovered from the site. These smaller mummified bodies of 50 to 60 centimetres in height and with distinctive morphology have been identified as reptilian due to the almost perfectly preserved skin on the back of Victoria, which corresponds closely to that of a snake or other reptile. Josephina and Louisa both had reptilian-type eggs containing embryos revealed by MRI scans to be in their lower abdominal cavities. 2 of these smaller mummies were presented to the Mexican Parliament in September 2023 by the TV journalist Jaime Musan as evidence during a parliamentary investigation into UAP. cadre of professional scientific investigators supported Marsan, who had tested the mummies extensively via 14C radiocarbon dating, DNA analysis through polymerase chain reaction, X-ray, computed tomography, magnetic resonance imaging scans, and an exhaustive battery of other testing methods, including biochemical analysis and tissue sampling. These 50 to 60 centimeter mummies were of very lean physique with distinctive anatomical characteristics such as pneumatic skulls, common in terrestrial birds, containing a large cranial cavity and brain, small mouths containing no teeth, no apparent ears, closed rib cages, which may have made breathing via lungs very difficult, and in two cases, fertilized hard-shelled eggs revealed by MRI to be present in the lower abdomen, as mentioned above. In this episode, I was reading from Steve Aspin and Andreas Luck's book, Investigating the Impossible. Biology offers new answers and insights. My book, which is titled Aspects of Alien Abduction, will be published on May 25th. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.